Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you are tuning in. Thank you for tuning in again to the Divorce Collective podcast. My name is Danielle Young. I'm the Senior Associate here at Collective Family Law Group. And thank you for following us. Thank you for listening. And I'm hoping that these podcasts are finding lots of new listeners, and welcome back for those of you who have been listening for a while. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about understanding the risks of cryptocurrency in family law. So in recent years, cryptocurrency has transformed and revolutionized financial landscapes, presenting both opportunities and challenges, particularly in family law matters. As family lawyers, it's crucial to recognize the unique risks that cryptocurrencies bring to divorce proceedings and sometimes even custody battles. From asset concealment to valuation difficulties, the dangers of cryptocurrency in family law can't be overstated. So here we're going to delve into some of those complexities of cryptocurrency in the family law sphere and offer some guidance on navigating these challenges. Cryptocurrencies, with their decentralized nature, introduce significant risks in family law proceedings. One of the most pressing concerns is asset concealment, as spouses may attempt to hide cryptocurrency holdings during divorce proceedings, complicating the equitable distribution of matrimonial assets. Unlike traditional bank accounts or tangible assets, cryptocurrencies can easily can be easily hidden from scrutiny due to their decentralized nature and, I guess, the anonymity they offer. Some cryptocurrencies are not even held in traceable form. That is scary. Anyway, spouses may attempt to obscure their cryptocurrency holdings during divorce proceedings, making it more challenging for the other party to obtain an accurate picture of what the financial circumstances and what the financial property pool is. Valuing cryptocurrencies presents another hurdle in family law cases. Due to their volatility and fluctuating market values, accurately assessing the worth of cryptocurrencies and their holdings requires specialized knowledge and expertise. Without proper valuation, achieving a fair division of assets becomes challenging, and it may result in unjust outcomes for one or even both of the parties. Unlike fiat currencies, cryptos are highly volatile and they experience rapid fluctuations in values. So again, determining that accurate valuation of the cryptocurrency holding requires specialized knowledge and expertise in blockchain technology and cryptocurrency markets. Without that proper valuation from that proper expert, dividing the matrimonial assets fairly becomes a very daunting task. And again, it potentially leads to the inequitable outcomes for one or both of the parties. And that's particularly important if it's being used as a vice by one of the spouses to create that inequitable outcome. Moreover, the anonymous, I guess, nature that is provided by cryptocurrencies can facilitate financial misconduct, such as hiding assets, transferring offshore, or evading financial obligations like spousal or child support payments. These actions undermine the integrity of the divorce process and can lead to prolonged legal battles. The borderless nature of cryptocurrencies adds yet another layer of complexity to family law cases, particularly in matters involving international parties. Cryptocurrencies transcend geographical boundaries, making asset tracing and recovery efforts more challenging and requiring a nuanced approach from family law or legal professionals and financial professionals. Unlike traditional financial assets, which are typically held within a specific jurisdiction, cryptocurrencies exist on a global scale. They transcend those geographical boundaries. So again, it complicates that tracking and recovery efforts. particularly in cases where international divorce or asset dissipation is required. To mitigate the risks associated with cryptocurrencies in family law proceedings, it will become increasingly essential for family lawyers to stay informed about the developments in blockchain technology and cryptocurrency regulations. Specialized knowledge is crucial for effectively navigating asset tracing, valuation, and division in cases involving cryptocurrencies. It will take a field of experts, in my view, but more importantly, parties will have to stay attuned to the existence of cryptocurrencies within their relationship so that they can ensure that the cryptocurrency is not a forgotten or looked over asset in the property settlement process. Additionally, transparency and disclosure regarding cryptocurrencies are a must. They're paramount. Parties must fully disclose all assets, including cryptocurrency, to ensure the fairness and the integrity of the divorce process. Failure to disclose assets, including cryptocurrency holdings, can have very serious legal ramifications, including sanctions and adverse court rulings. In conclusion, while cryptocurrencies offer innovative and exciting opportunities in the financial world, they also introduce some significant risks in family law proceedings. Family lawyers will have to be vigilant and proactive in addressing these risks to safeguard the interests of our clients and uphold the integrity of this legal system. By staying informed and employing strategic strategies and approaches, family lawyers can effectively navigate those complexities of cryptocurrencies together with financial experts in that field. But also, parties must be vigilant and protect and be proactive in protecting those digital assets, including cryptocurrencies, and recording and documenting the existence of the cryptocurrency that may at some stage in the future form part of property pools available for division. So there it is, short snippet, bit of an insight in relation to the risks of cryptocurrencies, and hopefully a bit of a few little tips in there that you can take away. Thank you again for tuning into the Divorce Collective podcast. We really, really appreciate your following and your support. And until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.